Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn him. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. The word that I spoke, it will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own. But the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say as the Father told me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Exactly at the midpoint of the Easter season. And after having pondered Jesus' appearances, how we enter into his life through baptism, how we grow in his life through the Holy Eucharist, how we are called by him and follow him under the image of the Good Shepherd, we begin to focus on the response here. These words were Jesus' last words before the Last Supper in St. John's Gospel. Why are they given to us right here? Because of what Jesus says about the Father, that the Father commands eternal life. That's why he sent Jesus into the world. That's what Jesus' whole mission involves, eternal life. And as Jesus will tell us, eternal life is to know the Father and to know Jesus Christ whom he sent. And so we see today that Jesus describes in this contest with the Pharisees, right before this in St. John's Gospel, he describes that when Jesus was preaching, he was receiving opposition from two groups. First, the Pharisees, who we see regularly. But then the second, those who believed in him, but who were afraid to let that be seen because they cared too much about the respect of other human beings. So they were people who were believers, but kind of like Nicodemus, they wanted to remain believers at nighttime, not in the light. So that's the context of these words. And so Jesus describes that those who see him see the Father, those who hear him hear the Father, those who believe in him believe in the Father who sent him. That he is the icon, the revelation of the Father and his love, who came not to condemn the world, but to save it. He came as light to draw people from darkness and help people prepare to live in the kingdom in which there will be no sunset. That's his entire mission. We see people living in this light in such a way that they wanted the whole world illuminated in today's gospel. The church exists, as the Fathers of the Second Vatican Council told us, as lumen gentium, as a light to the nations. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," but then tells us, "You are the light of the world," provided that we are living and dwelling in him, that we have his life, which is meant to be radiant. So we see when there's a terrible translation error here. It's when Saul and Barnabas returned from Jerusalem, not returned to Jerusalem. It does make sense otherwise. You'll see it in the other translations nevertheless. They were there. And the church was praying and they were fasting. This was a place in which the church was first called Christians, because Christians aren't merely disciples. There's a missionary aspect to our Christianity. And the church in Antioch was essentially founded by those missionaries we met yesterday, the Cypriots and the Cyrenians. They were the ones who planted that church And as these true little Christs were praying there and fasting, they were attentive to what the Holy Spirit was saying in prayer. Consecrate to me, set apart for me, Saul and Barnabas, for the mission I have for them. And that's what they did. And Saul and Barnabas were sent, set apart and sent out. We prayed in the entrance antiphon of today's Mass, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will announce your name to my kin. And that's exactly what happened. Barnabas was from Cyprus, and that's immediately where they went, so that he could proclaim the gospel to his kin, so that they would be able to have that light. The church always is one in which we, seeing the Father, hearing the Father, believing in the Father, through, with, and in Jesus, comes to experience that life and then wants to share it. When Jesus gave us the Eucharist, he talked about this Trinitarian relationship of life. Just as the Father has life and I have life because of the Father, so the one who eats my flesh will have life because of me. This is a life that is eternal. This is the Lord's great commandment, to do this in his memory. And as Pope Francis says in Evangelii Gaudium, how can we, having experienced this light, keep it to ourselves?